What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome to Peace of Mind. I am your host, Mark Moore, along with my co-host, Kathy Moore.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. It's not going to be morning all the time of our show, though, Kathy, is
okay,
it?
Okay. Well, pre-quarter. Good morning, then.
So we're half right.
Yes.
So, which is good.
Well, that's 50%. Always helpful. Huh?
So today's show, we're going to talk about radon. We have with us today Jeremy Payne from our Blue Ridge office, Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. Say hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Mark. How you guys doing?
Yep. Good. So he's... been with us for a while. He's came over from Exclusive Rider, and he's been on the independent side for almost 3 years now, coming, which is time flies by. And we have our good friend Stuart Nichols, who worked with us for how many years were we with More Insurance, Stuart?
About nine or ten.
Yeah. So he has gone on to bigger and better things. He is the recreation director in Towns County.
Yep.
So I'm sure a lot of people see Stuart over there. A lot of people know Stuart. But he also has his own business where he does home inspections, and he also does radon testing. So, Stuart, tell us, what is radon? What is the radon?
Yeah, so that's one of the big questions that I always get. So radon is a radioactive gas. It actually comes from uranium, and I won't get into all the technical details, but when uranium decays, one of its byproducts is radium. When radium decays, it turns into radon, which is a gas. And when that gas gets into your homes and it decays, one of its byproducts is polonium, and that is what causes lung cancer.
Isn't this something I remember back from the periodic table?
Like when I was in, yeah,
radon, I can't remember what the... I can't even remember.
Yeah,
I can't remember what the symbols are for them.
It's actually radon 222 is
that's
the actual.
It is. Yes.
So Kathy probably knows this better than I do because she was. What did you major? You had some classes in biology and chemistry.
We blew a lot of things up.
Kathy likes to blow up stuff.
I love chemistry. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
So radon. We just had Stuart come out to our house and test our house for radon, and also my cousin's house. He just actually passed away, and he had lung cancer. It's a very serious issue that people are not aware of. And I know this is an insurance show, and we're going to tie this into insurance in a minute, but we are talking about your home. We're talking about, you know, where you live. And
it could be in a business, too.
It could be in a business as well. Actually, Stuart did test our Hazel office for radon. So tell us about, you've explained what radon is. Tell us the health risk if you are exposed. If you have an exposure to radon, Stuart, tell us about how prevalent it is as far as causing deaths in America or what.
Radon is the second leading cause behind smoking of lung cancer. It actually causes more deaths per year than drunk driving. It's prevalent and it's bad. Now, the EPA says that any given place in the United States, you're going to have approximately 0.9 picocuries, which is just a measurement of it. So it's everywhere. You cannot avoid it entirely. But homes are especially bad because it can concentrate in your home.
You had this in your house, didn't you?
I did. So when we bought our house, of course, we did a home inspection. This is prior to me becoming a home inspector. But we did not test for radon. Of course, once I went and got licensed and certified as a radon tester, first place I did was my home, and it was high. And so we installed a mitigation system and got it back down to acceptable levels.
What's the cost of those things to put in your house?
What's the cost to have your house tested for radon? What's the typical? I mean, it's pretty minimal. I mean, to have a test done.
It is. I mean, it's just kind of it's really just up to whoever's doing the testing. There's a couple different ways to test. Of course, most people now are doing some kind of electronic testing. It's nice because you have the results in 48 hours. You can still do the old charcoal testing. You have to have two of those, and you have to send it off to a lab and that kind of stuff. So it can take more time, and it's not as accurate, so you kind of have to watch that. But as far as the cost of mitigation, it's about $2,000 for a single suction point. And basically what they do is they drill under the foundation of your house, hook it to a fan on the outside, and it causes negative pressure. And basically it tries to catch the radon before it enters the home and blows it outside. So for an average size home with one, they call it suction point, is about $2,000. But that can be exponentially higher depending upon the size of the building, how bad it is, those kind of things.
And that's why Jeremy's here today to talk about what happened. We'll talk about that in a minute. Mm-hmm. But the actual test itself, just to have a test done in your house,
yes.
That's what's the range just to have somebody come out and test your house like you do? Is it?
Well, it depends. I mean, I'd say anywhere between $100 and $200.
Yeah, so it's your life we're talking about here. So it's definitely a good, you know, Ben Franklin says an ounce of provision is worth a pound of cure.
Yes.
And so it's good to know this about your house if you do have a radon issue.
Well, and I did want to mention, because you were talking about being in the home, it's interesting. So they said, you know, if you have, doesn't even have to be excessively high, but just elevated levels of radon in your home, if a person lives in that home for like 70 years and they spend most of their time in that home, meaning like a housewife or somebody that doesn't leave the home a lot, would be equal to working like in a mine for 10 years.
Wow.
So it's like a compounding thing. Just over time, just the more exposure you have, the worse it is. So even slightly elevated levels can be very damaging over time.
And let me ask you a question. So usually when you do the testing, usually it's in the basement. Is that correct?
The lowest level?
Lowest level.
The lowest livable level is where we're required to test. Yeah.
Okay.
So even like, and I've had people say, well, the basement's unfinished. Well, it doesn't matter if it's unfinished. If you could throw a cot down there and sleep, you know, or whatever, then that's where you would want to test at.
So, I guess on different levels of your house, I mean, so the higher you go up in the house or structure, the less you're going to have radon. It kind of goes to the cells of the lowest level, what you're saying, as far as...
Well, that's where it's going to be the most concentrated. The higher it goes, the more opportunities it has to get out of the tiniest little cracks, because it is a gas, and so it escapes out of the house.
But it's still a risk.
It is a risk. And the other thing, too, is it's always worse in the wintertime, because heat rises. So as you heat your home, it's called a chimney effect. And so as the heat rises in the house, it sucks more radon into the house.
Wow. That's so interesting. I mean, it's just something. How many people, I mean, we have people, we're trying to get them to even think about their insurance policy. I mean, radon is just like something that probably nobody really thinks about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with it being the second leading cause of deaths behind DUI, second leading laws, you know, cause of deaths behind smoking for cancer.
Lung cancer.
That's really amazing. Now, tying this into insurance, it's just not covered. The homeowner's policy does not cover radon. When we have a loss, it's got to be, the policy wording typically something along the effects of, it's got to be sudden and accidental. So a radon would be something that's a repeated exposure, like you have radon today, you have it tomorrow, you're going to have it a week from now, you had it a year ago. You can't really pinpoint the date of loss on, you know, radon, because it's just something that's present typically.
Kind of like a leak, like a gradual leak that you might not be able to
determine.
That's
not covered either,
right,
typically. Like, right, you have a leaking. You know, hitting decay behind your shower, mm-hmm, that's typically not covered. However, there are some endorsements now that you can buy back, which kind of flies in the face of traditional insurance, where you, mm-hmm, can, you know, anything that kind of has what's called inherent bias, which means it has a propensity just to self-destruct, or it's, you know, wear and tear, maintenance. Those kind of things are not covered with insurance. So this radon remediation is not either. Jeremy had a... first-hand knowledge of situation that did involve radon. So tell us about what you experienced, Jeremy.
Yeah, so at my church, we had a lot of people who inherited cancer, we'll say that. And we searched and searched and searched, and it was just an overwhelming number. Well, we thought, what's one of the things we're going to do? And we checked radon and found it was
And there. So you had it tested.
Yeah, and mitigated.
So we're going to do, we're going to be going to a break here, and we're going to come back and talk about more about radon, and Jerry's going to tell us the rest of the story. Stuart, how does somebody get in touch with you if they wanted a radon test?
Yeah, so you can just call me, 706-835-8725, or go on my website, and it's nicholshomeinspections.com.
Yeah, or you might run to Stuart at the rec department.
Or come out.
So just go on by the rec department, ask for Stuart, and he'll be glad like he was for us to come out and do a testing of your home for radon. So we're getting going to a break now. I'm Mark Moore. This is Kathy Moore. I'm here with our special guest today, Stuart Nichols with Nichols Home Inspection, and also with Jeremy Payne, an agent for us down in our Blue Ridge office. This is Mark Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and our special guests, Jeremy Payne and Stuart Nichols. We want to let you know where More Insurance, Mountain Insurance, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge are located. We have three locations that are called More Insurance Services. One is in Hayesville, North Carolina on Highway 64 next to United Community Bank. And we have Mandy there, Amy, Diane, Mark, myself, Vaughn, and Rose come by and see us for some insurance. And we have a Hiawassee location, which is right on 150 South Main Street, right next to the hospital, and come out and see Joanne. And lastly, for More Insurance, is our office in Blairsville, which is across the street from Home Depot. Everybody knows where that's at. And the post office, we're there in the South State Bank building there. And we're actually in our own section there. And you can come by and see Cindy, Greg, Shana, and Ashley for all your insurance. Then we have Mountain Insurance, which is located in Murphy on Highway 64, right past Arby's. Come by and see Velda and Emily. And lastly, we have Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, where you can come see us next to United Community Bank and the Burger King. Everybody knows Burger King right there. And if you can come by and see Jeremy, which he's here today, and Kathy Hunter and Carrie Van Zandt.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. So you already said we have Stuart Nichols today with Nichols Home Appraisals or Inspections, I meant to say.
Inspections.
And we also have Jeremy Payne. So we've been talking about our today's topic is radon. What is radon? And we have a very, real actual story here that Jeremy's going to tell us. Can you tell us about what happened, what they experienced regarding radon? And it wasn't cheap, was it, Jeremy?
No, it really wasn't.
Yeah. And this, Stuart had said before the break, if you have a home, maybe a couple thousand dollars, but this was a commercial building. So tell us what happened, Jeremy. What happened with regards to radon?
So before the break, we talked about we had quite a few people in our church, and our church is not huge. We probably have 200 to 300 people.
Well, it's not small.
Right. Yeah. But for the small town, it's pretty good size. And these people do their best to try to take care of the community, take care of everyone. And we found that, there was more and more of them were getting cancer. And it wasn't just limited to a certain type. It was different types of cancer. And not saying that radon was the cause of the cancer, but we said, hey, we're gonna dive deep. And if there is any chance it could be, we want to mitigate that totally. And I actually was laid in bed one night and it just hit me, have we ever tested for radon? So I reached out to some of the older gentlemen of the church and said, hey, our church, I know it's old and we've added on an addition and it's fairly large, have they ever tested for radon? And they said no, that we haven't. We had a few home tests done and said, we need to take this a little bigger scale and get a commercial radon tester to come out. Well, we found that there was a small amount, and they come out and tested and said, hey, there was a little bit more than a small amount. It wasn't substantial, but it was enough to be mitigated. And I don't know the specifics of what systems they put in, but I know the one slab that they drilled through was over 6,000 square feet. So it was
significant.
Significant.
Stuart, do you think, most time if you're radon, I'm just guessing, I think that's great you did that, and you're kind of talking about like the government does, you're taking an abundance of caution doing this. Typically, I would think if somebody lived there day in and day out, I don't know if going to church twice a week would be,
a lot of exposure.
Yeah, as much exposure as somebody that actually lived there, just, you sleep there, you live there. Like you said, in the wintertime, you might be there more, more instances of it. Probably, what would you think about that? I know you're not necessarily a scientist, but you just know what the numbers are.
Well, so basically, radon is measured in picocuries, so it's just a measurement of very extremely small things. But based on that, then they also have other measurements called working levels, and that's what they use for folks in mines and different things like that. And that's why I was explaining earlier, the longer exposure you have to it, the greater the chances of there being a problem. So, yes, somebody that visits a building twice a week is much less likely to develop problems from that than someone that has it in their home that they're at, you know, for hours every single day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think that's great they did that. And I know we tested our building because, you know, we have employees there 8 or 9 hours a day, you know, 5 days a week. So I think that's really responsible that they – what you thought about that, Jeremy.
Yeah, and like I say, they done their best to mitigate anything, and that way there was nothing. And one thing we don't realize, too, is that the mining that was done in the Copper Hill area – you know, it wasn't just limited to that Copper Hill area. It's those mines are
they go
spider
all over the
web
place.
Everywhere, and they've what they have released. You know,
and they filled up the mines with water
indirectly.
Now.
Yeah. And I'll mention this. So, and you can actually go on the EPA website, and you'll see there's certain areas of the country that are considered hot spots. It's worse in those areas. Pennsylvania being actually one of the worst states overall for it, it's huge. But when you look at our area, actually Cherokee County, North Carolina, and it kind of radiates out from there. The map has different colors, right? So Cherokee County is as red as it can be, and it just, you know, it gets lighter the further away you go from that.
Wow, but, so that's interesting.
Yeah. So now does that mean every home is going to have elevated levels in Cherokee? No, not at all. But there's a good chance that you're going to have a situation where I would at least want to get
this
test done. And in my experience of the testing I've done, probably about I've not done hard numbers on it, but I would say about a third of the homes do have elevated levels. I mean, it's two-thirds don't, but about a third.
If it has to be your home, I mean, that's a big
deal.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, you're the one living in that every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you had the remediation done, I know it was pretty costly, wasn't it, Jeremy? It was a 6,000-square-foot building and multiple holes of the building.
And then they had multiple levels. There was a secondary basement that was an older basement, and they had to do a mitigation through it as well.
Yeah, so it was a big price tag. I mean,
how long did it take for them to do all that?
As far as the testing and the remediation?
The remediation.
The work.
It wasn't that long, 2 to 3 weeks from total time of getting that result scheduled.
And it was still okay to be in the building when they're doing all that?
It was.
I'm just asking because I wasn't sure how that worked.
It was several thousand dollars, well over 10.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact figure, but I know it was well over 10,000.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, because if a house is 2,000 thereabouts, then I can imagine a 6-foot square foot bill with multiple levels is going to be a lot. And you had to pop it out. And like Stuart said, it's like when you have this may be a bad example, but, you know, we insure people that have a body shop or a paint shop. They've got those fans that just suck out the air of the building. And this is always a lot smaller, you know, a lot smaller situation, but you're just sucking the bad air with the radon out of the building. That's similar. It's like an exhaust fan or just kind of sucks the
similar, except that it's an exhaust for underneath the slab of your home.
Okay.
Most of the newer homes have a gravel base under the concrete, which is fantastic because that means you can draw the air through that. In older homes, they didn't have the gravel base. They would actually pour the concrete directly onto the ground.
Yeah.
And those homes, you're going to get into significant cost because the work is substantial to get that out.
You have to cut out the concrete and go all the way down the slab.
Oh yeah, it's substantial. So basically those fans go underneath the slab. It creates a what's called a negative pressure. Basically you try to capture that gas before it enters into the home. And again, so the fans on the outside, you suck it outside the house and blow it outside, and it does its thing up in the air where we're not living.
This is so interesting. I mean, it's just something nobody thinks about. You know, with it being such a, I don't know how they come up with the statistics on it being the second leading cause of lung cancer in the country, but they must somehow know that. I mean, I guess they get it from some sort of statistics.
Yeah, that's the EPA's.
The EPA statistics give us that. Again, we talked about, you know, insurance. I mean, Jeremy, the situation here with his, you know, the 6,000-square-foot building, that's going to be an exclusion on a commercial. They're going to use the it not being a sudden an accidental, or it's going to say in the wording of the policy that, you know, it's a repeated exposure over time that's just not going to be something that's going to be covered in our insurance policy. So again, we're here with Stuart Nichols and Jeremy Payne. You know, give Stuart a call and see if he can come out and, you know, get it's a very easy process. We just went through this with you. You know, they bring a monitor in, it stays there for a couple of days, and he reads the results of it, and you'll know if you have radon or not. Yes. You know, the next step will be to find out why, if you do have it, how do you get rid of it? So this is Mark and Kathy Moore on Peace of Mind. We've been talking about radon today. We've established it's not covered, but it's something you ought to do as a homeowner or property owner to make sure that you do not have an elevated amount of radon in your premises where you live or where you work. We want to thank Stuart and Jeremy for coming today. We really appreciate it, and it's been educational. And we look forward to our next show. And then again, this is Mark Moore with Kathy Moore. We're independent insurance agents. And thank you again, Stuart, for coming. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.